Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Well, the Oklahoma City Farm Show gets underway this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Bennett Event Center on the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. John Riles with Midwest Farm Show says they're excited about this year's show.
We're happy to be here in Oklahoma on the original dates. You know, we always run this show in April. We did have to move this show to June last year. So it's a nice feeling to be kind of a little bit more on solid footing with our original dates. And, you know, I think people are getting out and about a little bit more and, you know, people are vaccinated. So we're hoping things are starting to get back more towards normal. We're not there yet, obviously, but it feels like we're moving in the right direction.
Rouse said the show is still going to be safe and socially distanced.
Yeah, you know, we're adapting to really what the requirements are of who we're working with. And so here we're socially distancing. Obviously, people that are here, we've got some layout changes that allow the exhibitors to be further apart, so putting some space in between them. And then masks are typically required. And so those are the typical guidelines that we're used to, and that's what we'll be implementing here in Oklahoma City.
Riles said cattle producers will have a lot to look at, along with several other exhibits on display.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean the cattle side is definitely of interest here. We're getting a lot of folks coming in from western parts of Oklahoma, and we've got live cattle shoot demos here and a lot of great cattle equipment companies here. We've also got, you know, a lot of the farm machinery and tractors and a lot of that equipment here as well. So it's a great show. It's a good mix. And, you know, I think it's a good time of the year to come out. So we're real excited about the show this year.
Show kicks off Thursday and Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at State Fair Park. Well, the U.S. economy continues to outperform expectations as stimulus funds are fueling robust customer spending. Forecasts point to 7% GDP growth for 2021, and that's the fastest rate of expansion since 1984, according to CoBank. The transition to a less COVID-restricted world has begun, but for the economy and rural industries, CoBank says there will be no going back to pre-COVID conditions. Researchers say the focus in Washington is shifting from crisis management to building for the future, and the outcomes will reshape rural economies. Meanwhile, CoBank reports the cyclical turn in grain pricing continued during the first quarter of 2021 and has picked up further gains ahead of spring planting. Farm supply retailers are positioned to benefit from an exceptionally strong spring agronomy season, outpacing fall and spring of 2020. The U.S. fuel ethanol sector has recovered with demand running nearly 90% of pre-COVID levels, and chicken, beef, and pork all see strong demand and profitability. However, dairy exports are struggling, mainly due to shipping-related issues. You've got farm news on Ron.
Purple Wave Auction is selling more than 480 items in a vehicle and equipment auction on April 21st. Bid now on ATV and UTVs, passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, vans, RVs, tractors, trailers, skid steers, generators, and more. Each item will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, April 21st. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.